At the center of today's protests is Alexei Navalny, the anti-corruption campaigner who is now Russia's highest-profile opposition activist. My colleague in the BBC Russian service, Yuri Vendig, has been following his rise. Yuri, who is Alexei Navalny and how did he become so influential?
Well, at the moment, he is definitely the most prominent figure among the Russian opposition, which is very fragmentized. And at the same time, he's the only one who can organize such a big event like today's one with protest rallies, pickets, and so on in dozens of the Russian cities.
What is it about his message that is attracting people?
This is his strategy, which makes him so popular. The Russian opposition is very much fragmented. But his focus on corruption is something which unites the Russian opposition, although the opposition is still pretty weak in Russia. And we can see that also from today's protests. In every single city, there were hundreds, maybe thousands in Moscow and St. Petersburg, but this is quite a small number.
Now, Navalny built his fame by bypassing TV and traditional media and using social media. Is that strategy still working for him?
Well, he's not bypassing TV. He's banned from the state-controlled TV in Russia. Almost all the TV channels in Russia are firmly controlled by the state. As for the social media, yes, he is successful in this field. As I said, he's the only one who can organize such a wide protests all over Russia, from Vladivostok to St. Petersburg.
Yuri, I understand Alexei Navalny kind of really gets how to call attention to himself and his mission. What has he done in the past to do that?
Well, as I said, several years ago, he has started to fight against corruption, and in the recent years, he has created his quite a big team called Fond Борьбы с коррупцией. That is the foundation for the fight against corruption. And they publish thorough and interesting investigations. Basically, they work as free and independent journalists in today's Russia, because normal, usual media in today's Russia cannot work and cannot do that. Somehow they manage to do that, and they publish various revelations about the Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, accusing him of having secretly villas in Italy and so on.
So they expose embarrassing information in the media about their opponents.
Yes, that's what they do. And in these endeavors, it's quite an open secret that they are being supported by some rich and liberally minded people in Russia.
How has the Kremlin responded to Alexei Navalny's movement so far?
Well, the Kremlin has opened several criminal cases against him, accusing him of embezzlement and fraud. But I, as a person who reported about two of these trials, in both these cases, the authorities didn't just falsify the materials for the court, but they bluntly accused Alexei Navalny of something which is not a crime, according to the Russian legislation. They just told me that was just a normal, simple business, and they said this is the crime. And so the trial was not fair. But at the same time, Navalny still is not in prison.
Yuri Vendig is with the BBC's Russian service. Thanks so much.
Thank you.